Blog Talk Radio.
Christian Baker Psychic Hour. Today we are discussing the Saboteur and conducting psychic readings. So we have some callers in the queue. We're going to get right to the readings and then hopefully get into our topic. And let's see. We would like to be followed. That's the first thing. For those of you who are in the queue, if you haven't already followed us on Facebook, and on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio, you may do so. And those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio homepage. So please find us, follow us, send us a friend request, do all of those things. We really appreciate it. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. And callers, do please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 562-596-7818. Is the number for further conversation beyond what the radio show can accommodate. And anything else, Neil?
We're celebrating our 6th year on the air doing the show together. So we're still sort of in that zone.
Yes, we're in the celebration. We've been celebrating all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's been wild.
Oh, it was the highlight was being invited to the White House. And
Gosh, I don't think that would be a highlight. That would be a low light. I would never go to the White House with the current administration.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, maybe it wasn't such a highlight.
But,
Trump is very pleased with our work. And in spite of the, we're convincing him that there is a climate change going on and slowly coming around to seeing that.
Perhaps I would go if we would have, the opportunity to influence.
Told him in his past life, he was an environmentalist, and he has to get back to that place in order to transcend the planet as one step. And he said he would give us some thought.
I thought his past life was Satan.
I told him that John McCain was going to be haunting the White House for 3 years.
Oh, yeah, that's too bad John McCain died. I mean, I'm not a conservative per se, but I think he was he walked the line between conservative and
interesting.
Liberal. I mean, he had some interesting
definitely
positions.
An icon. I mean, definitely a pillar of political thinking. And he was left and right and things like that. But it's a loss. And he was a voice for the Republican Party that kept the party in alignment with its highest ideals. And, whether that flag was half mast for a half a day or whatever, the memory of his energy. And I think that both Republicans and Democrats should embrace what he represented, because he had his opinions and he had a hot temper. One reporter said, that we know that you have a very hot temper. And he goes, yeah, I was burning up about it today.
Uh-huh.
So he was full of humor. And but more than that, he had his passion and convictions. But anyways, we've got callers and we've got a topic. So
we're getting on to the callers right now. So everybody in the queue will be getting a reading, 703-330 and 772. That is the order of the queue today. And I will bring on the first caller. Hi.
Hi, my name's Andrea. How are you guys?
Hi, Andrea. We are doing fine, thank you. How are you and where are you calling from?
I'm good. I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay. I was looking at someone from Virginia last night. That's weird.
She was. I'm always thinking, what was that musical about all the politicians and who was it from Virginia? Was it Thomas Jefferson? Oh God, what was the name of that musical?
What musical? I don't
with
know.
All the politicians talking about the Declaration of the Independence.
I don't know. I'll look
anyways,
it up.
Anyways,
I don't know.
The best performance was, oh God, who was the guy from Virginia? I forgot his name. I should know that. But anyways, it was a nice movie. Anyways, so what's your question?
That's okay. it's totally fine. I recently started going out with this guy named Darren. Do you think what kind of energy you get, or do you think maybe the ex guy I was going out with might come back?
Well, Andrew, we need a couple of things from you first. What is your birth date?
Sure. It's 1-17-63.
1-17-63.
63. Correct.
Okay, and Darren's birthday, please.
His birthday is October 21st. I want to say 68 because he'll be 53 this October.
October 1st, you say?
He'll be how old?
No, 21st. He'll be
53 in 2018.
So he's born in 65. Okay. So we're adding these 2, 3, 4. I wrote down a 4, actually. So that's his karmic side. 14, 25, 7. And they're together interesting.
Oh, my God.
You're a 7 and a 3.
7 and a 1.
Oh, wait. Did I add her up? 1, 17, 63?
Yeah.
7, 8, 9, 19. You're right.
And
I added it wrong.
Today.
Oh, yeah.
So
well, you two have
a 7 and a 3?
I'm sorry, you're a 1 and a 3. Well, I mean, 1 and a 7. Sorry.
1 and a 7.
1-7. And that happens to be the day you're born.
Oh, my God, that's right. 1-17. Okay. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, his 1 in his day to your 7 also become your day. His 2 to your 1 becomes his day. Your years are interchangeable, so your 6 to his 6 to your 3 becomes your year 63, your 6 to his 5 becomes his year 65, so it's a very intense connection. Actually, you both have 11s in your month and day. He's got it in his first day of the month, 1, and his what's called the fire number, 1 in his day, and you've got it in your first 2 numbers, and then you two have an 11 together. So if you, not only in the days, but also in the months. So it's an intense sexual connection, I would say, at least on some level.
Yeah. I mean, 1 and 7 is an 8, which of course is in your, ultimately, Andrea.
In your karma.
In your 20, you're a 28-10-1. So is there a connection? Yes. 1. 2, is it karmic? Is there a past life connection? If you go to that chapter of thinking, yes. Is there some hope of it coming into fruition to a deeper meaning of relationship in this lifetime beyond just kind of being connected karmically and having to work things out? Yes, there's a possibility there. There seems to be somewhere a divorce theme. So were you divorced? Was he? Were your parents? Were his parents?
He was divorced twice. I was divorced once, and he has a 6-year-old from the woman he was divorced from.
Okay.
And then he has an older one.
So that's considered, in our book, that's considered a psychic motion of validation. Meaning that when we get these things,
yes.
And you go, oh, yeah. So now it's being validated that the feed box is that it's leading towards possibly.
Two divorces?
He was divorced twice and she was once.
Yeah,
twice.
So it's the 2.
So there's 2-1.
And the 0-2. Oh,
my
next
God.
To the 2.
Wow, this is more powerful. The more we get into it, the more powerful it is. Now, the problem is that you get to a place where there's angled towards transcendence, meaning it's going to happen, but then the shyness of it is that it's not by just destiny. It's not locked in, but it's built for that. So your relationship with Darren is built for a locked in relationship, but what are the obstacles in this lifetime? Maturity, creativity, getting through issues. These are the things that could possibly obstruct what potentially is meant to be.
Maybe she wants to provide a little bit more.
Understandable, because the last one I went out with, his birthday was it was a great relationship where we were like really, really connected. We were like in love with each other, and then he decided to go back to the ex-wife because she manipulated him because they have a child, and the child was sad. So he ended up cheating and lying to me when he went back to her. So, you know, that's why I'm saying just because it's your destiny, everything is great. Ultimately, we all have free will.
That's right. That's right. And the fact that she's had some problems in relationships, obviously, with the 28-10-1, the 11 in her month and day would lend itself to that. Also, she's 63, 1963.
Yeah.
She's got a 10 up there.
And their last numbers add up to 8.
Yeah. So, wait, can we ask her what a little bit more about the relationship with Darren? I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
Oh, sure. Yeah. We had a first date when we went, actually met out last weekend, and it was great. We had a great, nice connection. He said to me, "You're more beautiful in person than you are in your pictures." A very like intimate setting where it wasn't being like intimate, but you know, just watching some
romantic
music play, and it was very romantic. Yes.
Wow. What movies were you in, Andrea?
I don't know. It was.
She said, "I'm more beautiful than you were in your pictures." I was just trying to picture.
No, I sent him pictures of me. I sent him pictures of me. Said, "You're more beautiful in your wife than you are in your pictures." Yeah, I know.
You met online, I guess.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
So, what has happened since the first date? What? And that was when?
That was last week, and
last
we've just
week?
Been talking and texting, and we have a plan to go out sometime this week as well.
So you're
so.
There's a second date. So there's potential,
yes.
But
yes.
It has to all the pieces need to fall in the right place, and decisions need to be
yes.
made, you know, on both ends.
Yes.
For it to occur. You look
right. Well, I'm going to ask you a question and think of this
sure.
in a very creative way. So it may not be you may not connect to it immediately, but maybe you could figure it out. Who in either your family or his family was a teacher? Where is there a teacher somewhere in the background?
His daughter is a teacher.
Okay. So the energy field of picking up energy continues with another validation that his daughter is a teacher, which suggests
yes.
that we just increased another notch towards a established, secure relationship. We just went another notch towards it.
Oh,
yes.
Goody.
So,
yay.
Yeah. And did you personally ever in your whole life know anyone who was on a minor or major motorcycle accident?
I had a moped accident when I was younger. I was 15, I think.
That qualifies.
Ding, 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 ding,
yeah.
ding.
Yeah. Our staff has accepted that as a qualified, Jeopardy-wise, as qualified answer.
Yes.
So you had an accident on a moped.
Did you hear something ring just now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Were you, what were you like? Were you scooting through Europe? I mean, what were you doing on a moped?
I was coming back from school, and I had some books in my hand, and I saw one of my friends. I started waving to her when she wanted to ride, and I pressed the brakes, not realizing I didn't press.
The sound got really distorted for a minute. So just
oh,
repeat.
Okay. I'm sorry. So
Andrea.
I was on a moped, and the short version is I had some books in my hand, and I went to press the brakes to stop the moped, and I realized I only pressed one brake instead of the two, and I put the front brakes off the back, and it flipped over, and it tore off a couple layers of skin on my leg and my arm.
Okay.
So that was the accident.
This is good. I mean, you know, not that wasn't good experience, but the
validation.
What it establishes is it locks in a karmic connection to the man, and it flows over to the premise that you two are going to get it on and move forward. So there's now we're getting a little bit closer towards that recognition, and then his daughter being a teacher. So all of this is connected. You know, probably there was a tribal thing. You were in the tribal life with him. You were within the family, a family situation within a tribal, small tribal zone. That's what I'm kind of getting. And who can speak around you? Who can speak French?
My father.
See? So you see how this stuff, we don't know you. I don't know.
Have we spoken with you before?
Yes, I was the one we had to try that for America's Got Talent way, way, way back when we chatted.
I remember you. Yeah.
I know.
That's me. That's me.
I mean, yes, I remember. You sign, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I remember. We saw her online, I think.
I don't remember. Well, you know, my memory is not great anymore. Kristen's is great. Mine is mediocre or below. So I don't remember.
I think
my short-term memory is bad. My long-term memory is good.
Anyways, I don't even know you from.
He doesn't remember. No, absolutely not.
Yes, that's fine.
Did he just learn French, or what's his connection?
My father was born in France.
Ah.
Oh, wow. So now this gets interesting, because now we start to build up the ladder here that you two. Well, I think you've been married before.
I was.
Given the validations, I think there's been a marriage before, probably broke up, and then that lifetime it wasn't fulfilled.
You mean
with
the two of them?
Yeah, the two of them were married in a former life. And who has one bad eye? Like, they're almost blind
Me.
In one eye.
Me.
This is really, really right on.
Yeah.
So
what's wrong eye?
I actually had a growth that in the color of my eye. The doctor wanted to take a biopsy of it, and it popped in my pupil. So my eye doesn't dilate anymore, and then I have light sensitive to it.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So
it's been over 20 years.
Wow.
So all these validations, Andrea,
are amazing.
And they're built to establish the foundation of the relationship karmic wise and the actual step towards it coming something that is fulfilling. You know, we're about 8 steps towards 10. If 10 is fulfillment, we're about 8 steps up the ladder. So there's 2 steps, but it might be some complications. Something could sabotage, according to our theme of the show. It could sabotage the road, but right now it doesn't have to be that way. So we're in a good place. The name Rose or Daisy is going to be important in the near future. So.
Anybody by those names, Andrea?
Not that I can think of.
That would be an upcoming vibration.
Yeah, well, I mentioned future.
Yeah.
I didn't know the anything
current. Well, you know, sometimes
I don't know her name.
It might apply. Sometimes it applies. There are so many times where you'll say something and someone will say, well, I just did that actually. So,
So
I wanted to check. But Andrea, hopefully that helps you, and we'd love to
thank
hear
you so much.
Support and follow us. We would love it if you did that too.
I will, absolutely. We'll keep you updated.
Yeah, please do. Thank you.
I will. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
There's some promising things on that.
Yeah. 330.
Hi, it's Kim.
Hey, Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I feel like you guys have been calling to me for some reason, like there's something you need to tell me.
I thought of you actually this morning.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
Calling.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny because I was thinking of Kipling.
What?
Kipling.
The writer. Like the writer?
Did you ever read Kim?
Oh, okay.
Oh, Kim wrote. Yeah,
I read all the time.
Yeah, that was a great novel. He was a colonist. Not so great.
Doesn't he have
but,
a series of, I mean, Kipling's, I mean, there's like all
the,
kinds
the,
of like guides.
Book.
And
The Jungle Book.
Yeah. Right, no, that's not what I'm referring to. But anyway.
So how's Kipling doing? No, the last time I saw you, you were writing a book. But anyways, so what's going on?
I'm done with the third gentleman of the year. So,
oh no.
Yeah. Is there a good one coming for me?
Number one, so nothing going on. What's your birthday again? 4/15/71. I believe. 10/28, yeah.
She's a big one.
Yeah. And romance department.
You should be careful of the good one. Do you ever see that Diane Keaton looking for a bar? No?
You guys are kind of breaking up.
Oh.
I said you should be careful of the word. Is the good one coming? I asked you if you ever saw that Diane Keaton film, Looking for Mr. Goodbar. You know.
Yes.
We don't want that. We only want a nice gentleman for you that you can fall in love with. And the guys, you know what's weird? As I'm talking, there was a movie called Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve. I know. I don't know. Did you ever see that one?
Not that I know of.
Well, it's kind of corny, but it's kind of romantic. Anyways, Christopher Reeves goes back in time to around 1910, somewhere in there. You know, when they all dressed in those suits and they rode those bicycles with the big wheel, small wheel, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, what was her name was in it? The actress. Anyways, I'm going back. The guy you're going to meet, you may not like the sound of this, but he's old fashioned.
That's okay.
And what I mean by old fashioned is you kind of be charmed by him because he's the guy that would, in his life, he would come to the door with flowers.
I love that. Breaking up.
He's kind of old fashioned, kind of an old town, a little town way. He's a nice guy, a nice man. So, I don't know. Maybe
he's a big guy?
That?
Hardly hear you.
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe he's an old-fashioned guy. I don't know if that could have been going after, but this guy's a little old-fashioned, not to the extent of being nauseating or repenting. He's
call in again?
That's going to suggest you want to take a caller first, but take a roll back to you, okay? Hi. 7-2, can you hear us?
Yeah, it's cutting off tremendously from your side.
Really?
Back action.
Well, I can do it.
Yeah, I can't understand much of what you're saying.
You can understand what we're saying? We can hear everything clearly.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Marta. Can't really understand. So cutting off.
Okay, we're going to go to
a location. We're going to move locations.
You'll hear us first. Hold on.
Hopefully. Probably. Aryan, probably. You hear me not all of us. Hello? Can you hear us?
Can hear you, but it just cuts the words. Okay.
What's your birthday? Can you hear us? No,
my birthday?
12/24/66. Okay. 20/66/5/8/9. And what's your question?
Can't hear you.
on.
Can you hear us now?
Yes, yes, perfect.
Better? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, Martha, what is your question? What's the reason for your call?
Well, I guess a lot of things that are going on, and I'm doing some healing with my father. I mean, not that he's in my life, but from the past, so masculine energy, and then that brought up to heal with my father, child, and all that. So I'm working on that healing, and then I am writing, and what has come to me is to write, which I'm writing my memoirs of my healing and my process, and so I'm in that space where I'm a little doubtful about everything, you know, like I'm not sure I'm in the right direction, and I'm not sure this healing is going to take me anywhere, and I don't, you know, I'm kind of feeling confused.
Okay. What father's birthday? What's your father's birthday?
July 24th. I don't know his year. I think it's 40, 1940 or something like that.
Do you know how old he is?
No.
He's 27, 9.
Yeah. Maybe.
9, 4. And they become her 4, obviously, a 13, 4.
Yeah.
If that's the correct birth date, your master numbers become your karmic number inverted. 31 is your karmic number. 13, and your master number 4. Yeah, you're born on the same day as your father.
You know, you've been traumatized by your father, obviously, and you're going through a process of healing with him, even though he's not readily available. And you're writing your memoirs to sort of have a conversation with yourself regarding your progress of moving forward and dealing with the mm-hmm. past simultaneously. So that's all good, Martha. Those are good things mm-hmm. because it shows a sense of responsibility. I think that when people have problems, they come to the earth with all this karma and problems. When they start mm-hmm. to approach it responsibly by writing and dealing with it and trying to heal, that's excellent. So right there, you're in a very important, significant part of your life. Just doing that alone is meaning. If there's other parts of your life that have not resulted in happiness because of your other problems, well, that's something that's still workable. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you're 51, but you're, so what? So what? If it's taken this energy, in fact, at the age of 31, do you remember, Martha, what happened when you were 31 around 1997?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Can you think back at all?
In my life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1997. I don't know. I was married. And
have you been divorced?
Yes, I am divorced now.
Mm-hmm. Do you have? Are there two children? Do you have any children?
No, I don't have children. No.
No children? Do you have any siblings? Do you have any siblings?
Yes, two brothers.
Oh, there's the two. I was going to ask you before, do you have two siblings? But that was before we got sidetracked on the kids, and then I asked about two kids. So two brothers, all right. Were you always kind of a quiet girl in your family?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I didn't have a voice. Not that I didn't want to speak, but I was kind of shut down. And
yeah, uh-huh. I get it.
Yeah.
You were born into a male-dominated environment where females were not validated as important.
Yeah.
Your mother may have been a strong woman, but I would assume she might have been abused too.
Mm-hmm.
So did you, okay, did you ever go to anything beyond high school? Did you ever have a desire to be educated?
I have two master's degrees.
Two master's degrees? What mm-hmm. subject?
In psychology and
art. Yeah.
Look, I've already wrote it down. Yeah, I thought psychology.
We both felt psychology.
Yeah.
And the reason I asked about going beyond school, high school, because you sound intelligent to me. You know, you're quiet, but you sound intelligent. I get a vibe.
What's the other degree in?
Design, art, business, and arts, kind of mixed.
Okay.
Well.
Like I'm a master's of business.
Well, you're a strong lady. I mean, you're quiet, but you don't fool us. You're strong.
You know, to be able to go get two master's degrees, just drive and I mean, at least some belief in the self, because.
Where'd you go to school?
Where different, I mean, I went in my country and also here in the U.S. I did my master's
here.
And what country
was that? What was your country?
Ecuador.
Oh. Wow.
And so,
Go ahead.
No, like I don't have a relationship with my mother either, because she was extremely abusive, and
she was abusive to you.
Yeah, to me exactly. And so now in this space, you know, I find that I'm kind of clearing everything. I mean, I already did an incredible process with my mother. And I also wanted to ask if there's anything else that I need to do with her. But I kind of feel that I'm done with her.
Yeah. No, well, you know, the thing about it, and you have a degree in psychology, you don't really need the people in front of you to clear away the debris, the trauma of being involved with parents that were abusive. In clearing that away, you find your essence. You find out who you are without the clothing of abuse and trauma that you reacted and responded to on a survival level, where it, potentially you've been victimized. And once you clear that up, you start to feel more like in the essence of energy. What's interesting about you, Martha, is that in the midst of your trauma, you obtained two degrees, one of which was from your country. Your country, you come from a country rife with conflict anyways.
Mm-hmm.
That's become part of the process of your own internal energy within the domestic scene. But you are clearly an individual with a soul that's not only just a survivor, but an activist. Now, you know, your voice, at least on the air, is kind of quiet, a little bit bemuddled with a little bit of reluctance and stuff, downbeat. But I think you're a slow thinker. In other words, you're a deliberate
thinker.
Slow thinking is not, it means that you contemplate things.
Not slow as unintelligent, deliberate, that you're careful.
You're very careful. You carefully, so have you done any clinical work? Do you work with patients have you done that?
Yeah, I've done that before, and I've done healing too. You know, like I have some healing gifts, and now I'm like in a space where I don't know, you know, sort of I do, but then it's the doubts. Like I'm going, my goal is to finish my book and focus on the processes that I did for my own healing and recovery to help others with that, or to develop them,
autobiography, memoir. So if your struggle, if you're working on this book and you're putting it into literate form, and this is your quest right now, that is your importance. You breathe, you live, you work, you put your body, soul, and spirit into that book, and you get to the very depth of what you're trying to find in the essence of your recovery. So whether you equate it as a human being, one, as a female, two, as a person involved in Ecuadorian kind of conflict, whether that's mm-hmm. from the country itself or the dynamics of the family, not to signify that it has to be just Ecuador, but if you want mm-hmm. to highlight that energy and compile that into the essence of yourself as a human being and find the depth of that, you have meaning. Your mm-hmm. life is more significant than you realize, because you're taking the raw material of your life and you're constructing something progressively innovative, transcendent, and that is important than anything, more than anything, because this is your journey,
and it's part of her healing process. So,
mm-hmm. you know, I mean, is there anything more you could be doing? I think in the depth of the psyche, it's fathomless. You can't find the bottom ever. There's always a process of discovery. But you know, for the sake of a book, you have to round it up into some kind of maybe ultimate conclusion, even though it may be open-ended.
Yeah. Oh, I'm lost.
Yeah.
Hello? Can't hear you. Hello? Can't hear you. No sound. Hello?
Hi. Kim again, but I can't hear you. Nope, still can't hear you.
Okay, we are back. I had to call in order to be heard. Let's see if Martha is still there. Are you there, Martha? Can you hear us? Martha, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Are you able? Okay. So we've got to finish up and take
so
our call. Could you hear us, or was it us not being able to hear you?
No, you were muted. You were muted. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, it was. I think Blog Talk Radio is having a problem or something. I don't know what's going on, but anyway.
So what was the last point that you heard, Martha?
I heard that doing writing my my life has to reach some place of not ending, but
open ended. Mm-hmm. So you basically mm-hmm. heard everything. That's what's important, more so than anything right now. How far are you in completing the book?
I am doing pretty good. I'm like halfway through. My first draft is pretty much finished, and I'm doing a revision of my first half already.
Keep attached to us. Call us back.
Follow
keep us. In the process of this book. We'll do anything we can to help guide you along, but this is vastly important. This is your essence. Right for right now, before we get to the next page, you're doing excellent. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. This is your process of destiny. Complete that book, and like I said, we'll be here to help you out in any way we can.
Okay, Martha.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for connecting with us. And you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter. And the number for further conversation is 562-596-7818. Okay, so we are bringing on, let us see, Kim. And then area code 336 will be after Kim.
Hi.
Can you hear us better now?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so you're looking for the relationship. I don't know what the last thing that you said, Neil, was, but you were talking about
that he's
a man.
Just so fast, man, about David. If you never knew David.
David, that was...
That's coming up in the future. I thought we had wrapped up.
No, she got disconnected. I don't think we wrapped up completely, but we can wrap up. Is there anything specific?
She's looking for a guy.
You wanted to respond to...
So it's an old-fashioned guy who's going to bring me flowers, and his name is David.
His name is not David. David was just a
name,
a
coming,
name
up,
coming up.
But that's not him.
Necessarily, no.
Okay. No, just look for a David.
Look for a David.
David,
that's a signpost. That's a signpost that you're on the right path to finding the guy. What happened with the last relationship?
Oh, we flirted all summer, back and forth. He came over once, a few phone calls. It turns out he must be living with someone.
Oh, what a creep. Yeah, that's no
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm just for the sake of it, I'm going to put out an energy that the guy you meet, and you'll call us back if it's true, when we get his birthday, he's going to be an 8.
Okay.
Okay, Kim.
So the guy from the dog park that came in back, he showed up again last night. I haven't seen him for 2 years, but he came over and said, "Do you remember me?"
Oh, really?
Oh, well.
Huh. And what was, can you give us just a real quick synopsis of what happened with this guy and why?
He wasn't divorced at the time, and he moved to Miami, Florida for a year. But now he's back, but he has custody of 2 kids, and he came over and said, "Do you remember me?"
Oh, so was he, when you were previously involved, I mean, was he dishonest about being married, or?
No, he said, "You know, you're really cute. I'm interested. I'm not divorced yet, so maybe."
Oh,
and then
well,
he said,
that's
I,
good. So he was forthcoming, and there's nothing there that
yeah.
to be concerned about. And
mm-hmm.
he has 2 kids, all of his kids.
12 and 15.
12 and 15, so.
Well.
I mean, I know you're not kind of into the kid thing.
I know.
I mean, that's a little bit of a problem because if you're in a serious relationship, they're real involved. I mean, he's got to be a parent to them. And you're going to have to be involved if it's, you know, like you move in together or something like that. I mean, what's your feeling about that real quick before we move on?
I don't know him well enough yet. We'll have to see, I guess.
Right. Okay. All right.
Well, you know, dog parks, that's kind of old-fashioned to me. I mean, it's kind of an old, you know, you meet at the park. I don't know. It could be this guy. I don't know yet. But the signs are compelling. And if it isn't this guy, this old-fashioned guy is still coming in. It may be this guy. What's his first name?
I honestly don't remember. He's very soft-spoken, very gentle.
Oh, it could be this guy. Let's wait and see, Kim. If you get more progress, call us back, because I feel the guy is coming. Now, if it's him, it very well could be, because the dog park, to me, it just gives me a feeling of being old-fashioned. You meet at a dog park. Remind me of 101 Dalmatians, where they both met at the dog park. Okay, so it is kind of old-fashioned in a way. But keep in touch.
Okay, and our final caller, 336. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes, my name is Dale, D-E-L, Dale.
Yeah, we've spoken with you before, I think.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
you have.
Yep.
I have spoken with you a few times, yes.
It reminds me of your birthday.
It's 9/10/1964. Yes.
Okay. And what is your question about?
Yes. I think I have met a spiritual mate for me. Soulmate.
Oh, good.
I just want to get some confirmation.
His birthday
is July, I guess it would be the 7th month, 1967.
Wait, did she say July or August?
July 18th.
July 18th, 1967. Okay.
Yes.
16. Both at 3. 26, 13. Yeah, he's compounded 39, 12, 3. And he's got a lot of sevens. Spiritual mate, how did you meet?
We met through... on an online thing, but it's not a date line, but it was through some mutual friends. And he sent me a message, and then I was asking how did he know my friends. And then we started from there, you know, and it's been a month that we've been, you know, talking. We chat every day, and we have video seeing each other, you know. But he lives in California. I live in North Carolina. But he's very, it seemed like I've known him before in the past. I feel like our spirits really connected. It's something about him. And he feels the same. We feel very comfortable about, you know, with each other, you know. So
well, if his name is Monty, you're going to be in luck. Del Monte.
No, his name is not Del Monte.
Good one.
Oh, you open up a pineapple company.
Oh my goodness.
No, you know this guy. He comes with some baggage, but
uh-huh.
I get a good vibe about him. And
uh-huh.
sometimes long distance romances can come together. There's something weird about a telephone connection. Have you ever known anyone that worked for the telephone company or the wiring or the soliciting anywhere in your whole lifetime?
Yes.
Who was that?
A friend. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have a family member who works for a company, a telephone company. Yes, I have a family member.
Oh,
I don't think. Huh?
This is a good sign, Dale, because it helps to establish a very realistic premise that this guy is a runner-up. He's coming in. And with in a psychic reading, we're getting validation that it's got a potential for reality, you know, making something work. It is a long
yeah.
distance. He does come with baggage. You both have the same master numbers, but he's compounded. So is he divorced to your awareness?
Yes, he's divorced. I'm divorced.
You're divorced.
And he's from a different,
Spain.
Even though he lives in California, but he was born in Spain. And I'm born in the United States, and he's from a different world. He has different cultures than I do, but we're compatible on a lot of things, other things. He's very
yes.
knowledgeable. He's very he has a lot of common sense. I guess I could put it like that, you know.
Well,
common
I mean,
sense
different
that I pick up.
Cultures, I think you can learn from someone if they're, you know, if they're from a different background than you are,
right.
for sure. It must be very interesting, actually.
Has he made any attempt to come out and reach out to you, to visit you?
He's coming. He's on a job. He's in California. He's in Canada right now. So as long as his job complete, he built gas stations. He's a contractor. For a company, a major company, and he's doing a job. Once that assignment is complete, he's coming to North Carolina from Canada, which he's got another few more weeks to go, and then he's coming. So we're making plans.
So is he staying with you, or like in a hotel? How is that going to be arranged?
I think he's going to come stay with me. I mean,
have you checked him out and everything? I'm just.
Yes, I have. He sent me information, and I feel, you know, I'm just following my insights about him. I really feel comfortable about him. I feel like he's very truthful about everything for what he's done sent me, his company, where he works from, where he comes from, and, you know, checked out his, you know, his name. You know,
and
you know,
like, I mean, there's no like, I mean, I think it's always
nope.
why,
no background.
Like, if you do a background check on someone, you're gonna have to come staying with you. You want to make sure he's okay.
Exactly.
I mean,
you know. Well, I haven't did exactly full background check, which I will probably go ahead and do that soon. And
I would do that.
I'm sure he's done.
I would do that.
Yeah, I'm
just to make sure, but you know.
Yes. Yeah.
The validation. Of the phone company is a good sign. The birth dates are really connected. Same master number.
Yeah, did you ever know anybody named Guy, the letter G-U-Y? as a name?
Not personally. Through another friend of mine, she had a friend that she had dated. His name was Guy.
Okay, that's close enough.
And I think I did know a guy, too. Another guy. Along. Huh?
She knew another guy. Now she's thinking she did.
That's fine. And what happened with the friend and the guy named Guy? What happened with them?
Oh, I think they were just, you know, just passing through the night or whatever, just one of them little flings or something. Yeah, it wasn't nothing like serious.
Mm. And have you personally ever had an animal like a cat or a dog, or do you now?
Yes, I have had dogs in the past. I don't have a pet at this time, but I have a grand dog I call when I go visit my son. And
you have a
grand dog?
Yes,
oh,
I call it my grand dog.
Oh.
Yeah, my son's dog.
Well, that qualifies. I think we got a green light, but keep your safety belt on.
Keep your safety belt on.
Yeah, Kristen's right. Mm-hmm. But it's not to imply that there's anything wrong.
No,
that's
just
common sense.
Right.
And I'll tell you something. There's going to be something around the theme of salt, S-A-L-T, salt shaker, something about a salt. I don't know what it is yet.
Hmm.
But we're working with visions, and sometimes we know exactly, sometimes we don't. But there's something about salt. We don't really have time. I don't know if there's
only
salt.
Like 1 minute or 2 minutes.
Yeah.
If you have an old salt,
anything,
pepper and salt shaker that your mom had, or some token, or there's somebody with a salt diet, they have to be careful. Something with salt. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm seeing
anything that you could validate, Del?
That's connected to salt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not at this moment. Mm-mm.
Okay, so maybe watch for it or think back.
Right.
Are you near any body of salt? Are you near anybody of salt water nearby anywhere?
No, I'm not.
I don't know what it is. Well, let's wait and see if even somebody around you says that word without you prompting it, if that's word applied in conversation, to make a little note to yourself, okay?
Oh, we will. Definitely, yes.
Okay.
But it looks promising.
Keep us posted, Del, and join us on Facebook. We would love to have you on there. You can follow us and stay connected with us. And call us back.
Yes.
And
I will, definitely.
Happened. And if you get, any information, anything pertinent, yeah, definitely connect with us again.
Okay.
Soon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We didn't get to our topic. We're so concerned about doing readings for people when they call.
We're the saboteur today.
Yeah.
Sabotaging ourselves.
We don't get to our topic, and then because we feel like we got to help the people who are coming on, and then we don't. It seems like our topics are reserved for any time left over. That's how it seems to be working out. But somehow we got to get to
the topic. Perhaps we can intersperse it between readings, and that might be a better method of getting.
Be an answer.
Okay.
Although we've reached the end right, we had some difficulty, but.
Yeah, but I mean, still, we would have, it was only a few minutes, but we would have still not gotten to the topic. But we are back on the air on Friday, and hopefully we will find a way to fit that topic in. 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Pacific, 7 a.m. Pacific.